While formal discussion of the issue was not on the agenda, school board members spent a substantial portion of time expressing frustration with the borough assembly over potential cuts to the district's budget. Board President Ginny Clay noted that during a recent school board and borough assembly liaison committee meeting, members of the borough assembly, quote, chided the board for rallying members of the community to attend assembly meetings and voice opposition to the cuts. The public turned out in droves to the last assembly meeting, filling the chambers and taking up a significant portion of the time slated for public input. Assembly members protested the nature of the public commentary, saying there had been misinformation in the remarks. At the recent school board meeting, board member David Timmerman pushed back against the assembly, saying that issues pertaining to the school district deserve ample hearing in front of the assembly.
And I just want this board to stick by their guns. If you give information to anybody, make sure it's the right information. I think people are. And, you know, we shouldn't be chastised, we shouldn't be chided, we shouldn't be looked at as the drunken sailor or anything else by any assembly members anymore.
Board member Kylene Scanlon agreed with Timmerman. She urged members of the community to continue their push against the assembly.
And I'm going to say this publicly. I encourage the public to continue to go to borough assembly meetings and continue to give the message that you support full funding for schools. Our kids are our human capital. They are our future, and they have a right to be educated and given the best possible education that we can give.
District Superintendent Robert Boyle addressed a potential method for using reserve funds held by the district to help plug the budget gap. He notes that due to frequent and unexpected expenses incurred by the school district, it was, quote, bad management to use those reserve funds to replace cuts from the borough. Boyle estimates that the reserve funds held by the school district stand at $900,000, but is subject to change at any time. The expected cut to the school district budget from the borough is an estimated $600,000. The school board also voted unanimously on Wednesday to approve more than $94,000 to upgrade Ketchikan High School's wireless internet network. Also on the agenda at Wednesday night's meeting was discussion surrounding state-mandated teacher evaluations. Due to changes made to that initial legislation, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District will begin to incorporate student performance into those evaluations. In his report to the board, Superintendent Boyle pledged that goals will be set to monitor student performance through standardized testing, the response to intervention program, and special services support. The performance component of teacher evaluations will begin in 2 years. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.